reaction following Supreme Court ruling. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade Friday, protests continuing across the U.S. Saturday night. In downtown Portland, Oregon, a large group of rioters were seen smashing windows and spray painting several messages against the Supreme Court, including one that said "Death to SCOTUS." Capitol Police saying two people were arrested at the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. Saturday afternoon for destruction of property. The FBI now assisting police with their arson investigation at a pregnancy center in Colorado. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that President Biden is urging Congress to reinstate Roe v. Wade.
Yes, the president could use executive authority. We can look to see what executive action we can take, but the reality is we have to get Congress to act to restore Roe, to make it law of the land.
The Supreme Court ruled that abortions were not protected under the Constitution. In the wake of the mass shootings in Uvalde, Texas and Buffalo, New York, President Biden signing a new gun reform bill into law Saturday.
While this bill doesn't do everything I want, it does include actions I've long called for that are going to save lives. It funds crisis intervention, including red flag laws. It keeps guns out of the hands of people who are a danger to themselves and to others. And it finally closes what is known as the boyfriend loophole.
Meanwhile, at a Save America rally in Mendon, Illinois Saturday, former President Trump complimenting the Supreme Court's protection of the Second Amendment.
We also had a great victory in the United States Supreme Court for supporters of a thing called the Second Amendment. I told you when I started my campaign that I will protect the Second Amendment.
America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Two people were killed in Oslo, Norway, Saturday during Pride festivities. Fox's Kitty Logan has more from London.
Norwegian authorities are calling this an act of terror. They say the suspect is an Islamist extremist with a history of violent episodes. Now, police have detained the suspect on suspicion of murder and terror charges. He is a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen of Iranian origin. He's said to be known to authorities, but his lawyer says we don't yet know what his motive may have been. The shooting took place in an area of central Oslo where there are many bars and clubs. The gunman opening fire at three separate locations, one a popular gay bar. People fleeing that scene in absolute panic.
22 people were injured. Several primary races set for Tuesday.
In Colorado, Democratic Senator Michael Bennett will find out who he will face in the fall, Republican state lawmaker Ron Hanks or construction company owner Joe O'Day. Hanks believes the 2020 election was stolen. In Utah, Senator Mike Lee faces two Republican challengers, and while polls have him ahead, if he wins, he would face independent Evan McMullen. New York is only holding primaries for most state races. They have to redraw their district lines for Congress and state Senate after the state Supreme Court tossed out the redistricting map. So those primaries will be held in August. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Some positive news about monkeypox.
The World Health Organization says that at least for now, the monkeypox outbreak does not warrant being called a global health emergency. Monkeypox is a viral illness causing flu-like symptoms and skin lesions and has now been reported in 50 countries. WHO officials say the disease, which does have vaccines and treatments, will be closely monitored and reviewed again in a few weeks. Jane Ferguson, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.